Naomi です。
Peter here. Please give me a discount on that Japanese item. Naomi-sensei, in this lesson, you'll learn about...
commands.
Right. How to give a command in a slightly polite way.
そう。丁寧な命令です。This is known as the polite imperative.
This conversation takes place...
on the phone. 電話です。天道キリと大空春也が話しています。
Kiri Tendo and Haruya Ozora are talking. Since Kiri is Haruya's mother-in-law, Haruya uses
丁寧な日本語
formal Japanese. But Kiri uses
カジュアルな日本語
informal Japanese. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Kaze kaze fuku na シャボン玉飛ばそう。風風吹くな。
やめなさい、風花。パパ電話中なんだ。静かにしなさい。
あら、まだ風花ちゃん起きているの？もう8時よ。もうお風呂に入ったの？
あ、はい。
でね、本当にそっくりなのよ。その人を見たとき。ハルヤさんだと思ったわ。
こら、風花、走るな。
下山さんっていう親戚、いる？
いませんよ。
でもね、その人、ハルヤさんと同じ出身地なのよ。ねえ、ちょっと、聞いているの？
いい加減にしなさい、風花。もう寝なさい。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
風風吹くな、シャボン玉飛ばそう。風風吹くな、シャボン。
やめなさい、風花。パパ、電話中なんだ。静かにしなさい。
あら、まだ風花ちゃん起きているの？もう8時よ。もうお風呂に入ったの？
あ、はい。
でね、本当にそっくりなのよ。その人を見たとき、ハルヤさんだと思ったわ。
こら、風花、走るな。
下山さんっていう親戚いる？
いませんよ。
でもね、その人、ハルヤさんと同じ出身地なのよ。ねえ、ちょっと聞いているの？
いい加減にしなさい、風花。もう寝なさい。
今度は英語が入ります。
風風吹くな、シャボン玉飛ばそう。
Wind, wind, don't blow. Let my little soap bubble float. Wind, wind, don't blow.
やめなさい、風花。パパ電話中なんだ。静かにしなさい。
Cut that out, 風花. Daddy's on the phone. Be quiet.
あら、まだ風花ちゃん起きているの？もう8時よ。
Oh my, 風花 still awake? It's already 8 o'clock.
もうお風呂に入ったの？
Did she already take a bath?
あ、はい。
Oh, yes, she has.
でね、本当にそっくりなのよ。
Anyway, the person looked just like you.
その人を見たとき、ハルヤさんだと思ったわ。
When I saw him, I thought it was you.
こら、風花、走るな。
Hey, 風花, don't run around.
下山さんっていう親戚。いる？
Do you have any relatives by the name Shimoyama?
いませんよ。
I don't.
でもね、その人、春屋さんと同じ出身地なのよ。
But you know, that person has the same hometown as you.
ねえ、ちょっと、聞いているの？
Hey, are you listening?
いい加減にしなさい、フーカ。もう寝なさい。
That's enough, フーカ。Get to bed already.
フーカは可愛いですね。
So you think フーカ is cute?
うん。何?
If you were with her for 24 hours, your opinion might change rather quickly. She seems like she's a really, genki? Really active kid.
そうでしょうね。I guess you're right. But the song she was singing was definitely cute, wasn't it?
そうですね。What's the title of the song Fuka was singing in the dialogue?
シャボン玉。
Soap Bubbles.
有名な歌ですよ。
This is a famous children's song. And you can listen to the full version of the song and get the lyrics and the translation in Japanese Song Lesson No. 7.
はい。
Which is another series we have on our site.
はい。ちょっと広告でした。
So that was just a small announcement. Okay, let's have a look at the vocabulary used for this lesson. The first word is
起きる
To wake up, to get up.
起きる起きる
Next.
走る
To run.
走る走る
Next.
同じ
Same.
同じ同じ
Next.
親戚
Relative, as in a relative of the family.
親戚親戚
Next.
出身地
Hometown, birthplace.
出身地出身地
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
出身地
Hometown.
The first kanji means to come out. The second kanji means body. And the third kanji means place.
So, altogether, literally, the place one's body comes from. Of course, it means hometown or birthplace.
そうです。
But Naomi-sensei,、
はい、
doesn't 出身 by itself mean hometown too?
Oh, いい質問ですね。Good question. Both 出身 and 出身地 mean hometown.
違いは何ですか? What's the difference?
Well, 出身地 is exclusively used for hometown, whereas 出身 can refer to a certain group you used to be belong to, like school, classes, clubs,Social classes, and so on.
Ah, I see. Now that you mention it, I've heard the expression, 出身大学, the university one graduated from.
そうそうそう, right.
How do you say I graduated from Tokyo University?
私は東京大学出身です。
All right, next we have?
こら。
Hey, or come on. Now, こら is an interjection used for scolding someone.It's usually used by an adult when scolding kids.
そうですね。In the dialogue, Haruya said, こら、フーカ。
Hey, フーカ。
走るな。
Don't run around. So for kids, こら is a sign that they're in trouble.
It depends on the tone, but generally speaking, yes.
And I've also heard こら used among adults too.
そうね。Yeah. Some people might use it as a joke.
Yeah, I've actually used this as a joke quite a few times, and it goes over pretty well.
So ne, you mean you being used, right?
You mean it's been used on me? The nice thing about this is it's very easy to remember.
そうですね。こら。
On to the grammar point. The focus of this lesson is giving a command in a slightly polite way.
Right. It's called polite imperative in grammar terms.
Okay, Naomi-sensei.Tell us how to form the polite imperative form of a word.
The formation is must stem of a verb plus nasai.
Let's show you with an example. Naomi-sensei, how do you say to sleep?
寝る
The must form is?
寝ます
Now, take off must to get the must stem.
寝
To that attach?
なさい
And we get?
寝なさい寝なさい
Go to sleep or go to bed.
In the dialogue, Haruya said, もう寝なさい。
Get to bed already. Okay, let's do one more example. How do you say to write?
書く。
The must form is?
書きます。
Take off must to get the must stem?
書き。
Attach.
なさい。書きなさい。Here's a sample sentence. 名前を書きなさい。
Write your name.
住所 is address. So, 住所を書きなさい。
Write your address. Now, please remember that the polite imperative is used most often when a parent is scolding a child.
そうですね、yes. But they're also used for instructions on a test or a form as well.
Okay, Naomi-sensei, let's review this lesson with a quiz.
Good idea.
How do you say, please write in kanji?
Wow, that's a bit tough. In kanji is kanji de, and to write is kaku. So, 漢字で書きなさい。
Listeners, repeat.
漢字で書きなさい。
Now listeners say, please write in kanji.
漢字で書きなさい。
That's all for this lesson.
じゃあまた。
シャボン玉飛ばそう。風風吹くな。
やめなさい、フーカ。パパ電話中なんだ。静かにしなさい。
あら、まだフーカちゃん起きているの？もう8時よ。もうお風呂に入ったの？
あ、はい。
でね、本当にそっくりなのよ。その人を見たとき。ハルヤさんだと思ったわ。
こら、フーカ、走るな。
下山さんっていう親戚、いる？
いませんよ。
でもね、その人、ハルヤさんと同じ出身地なのよ。ねえ、ちょっと、聞いているの？
いい加減にしなさい、フーカ。もう寝なさい。